Sleem rushed to his apartment. He scrambled through the hamper. Ah, not just a spare gun, but also a spare scepter hidden in the bottom. A spare with another paralysis beam in its heel. He could leave one on in a chair while he carried the other one out to turn the power cable off. Ha ha! 3 blast grenades. After he turned the beam on, he'd pitch one into the ops room and use the other 2 to silence anyone rushing out of another door. Perfect. He wouldn't torture the Hoven slave after all. Good fellow. Schleem carried the whole hamper back to the gathering and set it beside his chair, cautiously opening it so they wouldn't see what else was in it. He removed the picto recorder. It was a different make and type, but it played a disc.
Devil,
said Schleem.
We will end your fraud here and now. You would not know, not being a native of a proper planet, that on the back of a Sart is a huge diamond with a slash. It is done with hyperband nullifying material to act as a navigation and identification marker. It is unknown to practically everyone except a fleet officer. The marker will not show up on your standard recorders, and you have none like this one that takes the hyperspectrum as well as what you call visible light. It will show that diamond and slash. Yours won't. So, of course, you didn't put one on your fake model. I am about to expose you as the fraud of all time!
He sounded confident. But before that rig was destroyed, he really had to know. Was it a model up in the hills, or was that a Sart? If it was a Sart, should he be sure his torturer got the secret of teleportation? What a weapon! He slithered over and put his recorder into the gyro cage, sealed the cage shut with a claw pattern, and walked off the platform. Angus had heard it all. He shifted coordinates so that the recorder would view both the back of a Sart and the hole. He fired it and recalled it, and when the recoil died, Lord Schleem raced up to it, checked the claw pattern. It had not been broken. He came back to the projector. He made absolutely sure it was not projecting something else. He put,
"This is Lord Schleem,"
on the disc and put it into the machine. Did his ear detect a far-off whine in the sky?